worried about big government. He was worried about Uncle Sam. He was worried about the Orwellian state. All of that, you know, that's a must read. We've all read that book, probably more than once. But that's not the problem. I think he missed it all. Because really, it's more than just this, you know, the government. Sure, it's Orwellian, but we're talking about tech, big tech. Big tech is watching you. That is the topic today, friends, of Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2. It's Malcolm Out Loud here. This is a very big topic, a very important one, because there's a lot here that people are not paying attention to, and they're not really sure because, let's face it, we're all busy. We go along with our daily life. We have a lot going on, and who's really paying attention? You know, it's all convenience. We're busy people. We pull up our phones. We pull out our computers. We look at our tablets. And, you know, it's a task list. We have a lot to do here. And so this is a really, really critical that you understand where the pitfalls are, what's going on, and why is big tech a problem? Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Today, joining us on the show here, Dr. Faye Wilson is here. She's an author, an inspirational speaker, an ordained minister, an underdog advocate. Linda Martinelli is an entrepreneur, owner, and president of Proforma Graphic Print Source. Ladies, here's what I see as the big problem. When we all signed up for this stuff, as I say, it started with like, you got mail, that AOL thing, which sounds like that's like ancient times right about now. You basically, you remember, it was hard to even remember if you had a connection, like, you know, you got all that tinny sound on the wire. Well, it wasn't streaming bandwidth then. It wasn't streaming bandwidth at all. It was like spotty, you know. It's like, you know, you could just about hear. It's like speaking to somebody on a planet somewhere, a foreign planet, ladies, you know, an alien or something, you know. You could hear about every other word. But it kind of all started there. And we got into this convenience thing. And then, Linda, Faye, every time you got something in, you signed up for it. And they sent, and then the tech companies got really smart, and they were like really giddy. So like Google, man, they were like oh man, with Facebook, Twitter, all of them. I mean, they're all, and they all got giddy. It's like, oh man, and they're getting millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds billions. Of millions, yeah, billions. Yeah. I mean, they're getting, everybody's falling into the wagon here. Yeah, we want that stuff. Give me more. Sure. Smartphone, I'll take it. Digital this, on the fly, this and that. Nobody gave it any thought that these cats were tracking us. And then, you know, you get that message on there, Linda, that says, you know, well, just enable your services so we can let you know where everything is. Let your location services enable this, enable that, enable this, enable that, enable this, enable that. Pretty much, it's everything short of a blood test, Linda. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at it, and they're tracking you everywhere. Oh, you went where this morning? You did what? You went to the bank, you deposited. I mean, Linda, I think there's a problem here. I think they know too much, huh?
Oh, I think they definitely know too much. And it's a little bit scary. And I don't subscribe to a lot of these things just because of that. But, you know, I was reading about these things this morning, and it's even scarier than I thought. So...
It is.
Well, let's get to the most outrageous one first, okay?
Okay.
So in Canada, there was a Canadian sex toy manufacturer who handed over $4 million for a privacy lawsuit because somebody was using a Bluetooth vibrator, and it was tracking when that person was using it and so forth. I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
What to say about that.
Wow. So they sued the company?
They did sue for privacy invasion, sure.
And they got $4 million, you're saying?
They got $4 million.
Oh, and then, we're in the wrong business, Linda.
And then there's golly. Netflix has been hacked. And,
they've all been hacked.
People are watching. There's people in their bed sleeping, and people are watching them because their
Wow.
Netflix was hacked. I mean, this is it's really gotten kind of crazy, but there's so many things. So you take, in Las Vegas, of course they're looking at you everywhere that you go, and I think rightfully so, and I'm actually
Right.
happy that they
You're
do
talking
that.
now, hold on. You're talking there about public cameras, right? The
I'm
public
talking
cameras?
about public cameras. It's
Yeah,
all, but
yeah.
it's all tech.
Yeah, yeah.
But also people can,
Yeah.
if they hack into your system, they can watch you through your camera, your webcam
Wow.
on your computer.
Yeah.
And my company, one of the little promotional items that we sell, and we sell a lot of them, are webcam covers because people are covering their webcam so that that can't happen to them.
Yeah. Well, they are. They're
So
putting tape and everything
they're just
else
so,
in on the
yeah.
cameras. Yeah. And they're which is kind of freaky, actually. I don't do that. I mean, I think it's a little weird, and I don't like tape and stuff, but they're actually starting to produce, by the way, I understand, and I think you're going to see this change now, laptops and things where that camera's not accessible anymore like that. It's going to be a different thing where it's either I don't know if it's like a pop-up or something, but it's going to change, Linda. You're
Yeah, I
not
think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, they already got some out of the market, and there's more that's going to happen. I suspect Apple will change theirs as well, I would think. Listen, there's a couple different things we're talking about here. Now, Linda, you bring up the Vegas and the cameras, and again, cities like New York, cities like Vegas, any big city, Los Angeles, Chicago, all of them. Yeah, you're definitely being recorded. I mean, you can't be in the public space there without being recorded. And this is just the way it is today. The cameras are definitely going to pick you up, and it's just the way it is. And because there's too much activity and there's too many people doing things, and it's like Boston with the marathon and all that. They got cameras everywhere. They're tracking every move you make. Now, a lot of that is for our own security. I mean, I get that kind of, even though it's still a bit of an invasion, but this is kind of what the bad cats have done to society today. But I think the bigger problem is all the stuff has. All right, so how are we going to do this moving forward? Here's the tough question I have for both of you, which I know you're not going to have an answer to, but I'm going to ask it anyways, okay? And that is, as we move forward now with all these bells and whistles, like the email programs, the free stuff, the this, the that, all the stuff we want, all the stuff we subscribe to on a daily basis, Dr. Fay, all these things, and all those, what do you call it, those guidelines come in that say you have to check the box. And it doesn't let you go by that step if you don't check that box, okay? Because the submit button won't come on. You just so you've got to check the box. And checking the box says you basically have given away your firstborn and any other rights you think you have. How are we going to deal with that in the future? And we continue to do it because we don't have a choice, do we?
We do have a choice. We can choose to be a recluse. We're choosing to have our cell phones. We're choosing to have the internet. These are things that we signed up for. I want us to take a look, Malcolm and Linda, about where this started, the World Wide Web. Think about those words. It was purposefully intended to bring people closer together. Computer age started with the government. It didn't start with the private sector. It started with the government. And when they had the big rooms, if you go back and look at the history of technology, they had the big rooms with all of these machines, and these were government owned. And it started there, and when the private sector began to get into it, its intention was to bring the world closer together, which it really did. And we were so happy that we could communicate with people around the
Exactly.
world. We were
Exactly.
excited about it, and we still are excited about it, except with the negative reporting that's coming forth now because of Facebook and other social media outlets. People are getting a little bit uneasy. But, I don't even know why we are. I really don't get it. Because if you're not doing anything wrong, then what's the problem?
Oh, I
Because,
don't agree with you at all. I
but
don't
let me
agree with
tell you
that.
this. But let me tell you this, Malcolm.
Yeah.
We are numbered the moment we receive a Social Security number. We are identified, okay? We are tracked at that moment. remember growing up when you were, and still now, you get junk mail from the postal system. We get junk mail. We don't know how those people got our names and our numbers and our address. How do you know where I live? You know, recipient, occupant, you know, but they had the addresses there. And we were receiving all this junk mail. I think this, what we're experiencing now, dates back, over time, that it didn't just spring up overnight, that this has been coming for a very, very long time. And the reason I say that I'm not upset about it, I'm really not, is because I understand I have, if I'm going to maintain my freedom, then there are going to be certain things that I have to understand are going to be in place, because the more laws we have, it seems to take away some of our freedoms in this area.
Yeah. Linda, let's speak to that where Dr. Faye puts out a minute, because as I said to her, I think we're given too much credit and too much freedom, and this can really, there's a backlash with all this. And it's always somebody, Linda, who says, "Well, I didn't do anything wrong, Your Honor. I didn't think I did anything wrong, Your Honor." But the problem with that is that there are a lot of people out there who it's not about what you think you did or didn't do wrong. It's a bigger picture than that, Linda. It's the fact that there are a lot of people that have a different agenda than you think the fact that you didn't do anything wrong, and so you let people into your life to see all this. I don't think the world works that way anymore.
Yeah, I'm a pretty private person, and some of these things really bother me. And I think it's any of the things that are labeled smart. So a smart TV, a smartphone, the Alexa, those types of things that can hear your voice and that can just track all kinds of things. Now they have a smart refrigerator that can tell you how many calories you're consuming, can pretty much figure out what kind of food you're putting in your refrigerator, how many glasses of water you take out. Do we really need all that kind of thing? I don't know. But then you have children's toys, which is a concern to me, that are internet related, and they even have a Barbie doll that somehow connects to the internet. But these things can track things with our children, and those types of things really bother me. If people want to use all these smart things and they understand what they're getting into, great. I always worry, and maybe I'm just over worrying, but I really worry about, say, China, who, if Google goes in there or any of these tech companies go in there, they require that they share their technology with them. That's where our next war is going to be, is in technology. And if they have all this information and all this information on all of us, and they know how to shut everything down, and I don't know, that's what really worries me. I think that this is kind of a slippery slope that we're getting into with all of these things that can come back to haunt us, years down the road.
No, it absolutely is that way. What you're speaking about right now with all these devices, by the way, it's called the Internet of Things. You know that. It's the IoT, Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things is an industry unto itself. It's like when you say Barbie doll, Linda. You just type into your browser Internet of Things and see what you see. It's a whole industry and profession unto itself. As you say, with all of these things that can communicate and basically, they're communicating with, well, where Dr. Faye was moments ago when she said World Wide Web. Now, you think about that. You see, there are a lot of people on the World Wide Web who have, nefarious ideas. They're less than stellar people out there trying to lurk and do harm to people. And of course, they use social media as a big tool for these people as well. They look and see which people are going on holiday, which ones are not going to be home, which ones are doing this, which ones are having problems with their spouses, which ones are fighting with their neighbors, who's upset with who. I mean, this is a lot of information that people that put it out there initially, they don't think anything's wrong. They don't even think that, there's anything wrong with what they're saying at the time. But you have people that have other means and they're looking. But the Internet of Things is, Linda, what you're talking about. And this is all of these apparatuses and devices, like these speakers now, these Alexas that you put in the bedrooms and in the living rooms and the family rooms, and you say, hey, you know, what's how many ounces to an average glass of water? And of course, she or he answers you back. And those things are hearing everything you say, and they supposedly are storing that data somewhere as well. That's a little
right.
tricky.
And they've used that in at least one homicide case.
See?
To accuse somebody that, you know, obviously had lied because the Alexa kind of told on them. They use a lot of these things. They've used Fitbits and those types of things in criminal cases as well to prove that somebody's, maybe their heart rate stopped at a certain time or their heart rate accelerated or they were not doing what they said that they were doing.
Linda, hold on, you'll bring up a great point. I just want to loop that back to Faye a minute because I so didn't agree with what she said earlier. And what Linda's saying right now, Dr. Faye, see, you don't have to be guilty or negative of anything or wrong of anything to be charged of something, Dr. Mm-hmm. Faye. Let's mm-hmm. be clear right now. So once you let your guard down, well, this is a big deal. So mm-hmm. once you let your guard down, and it's those people who say, oh, I have nothing to fear. Yeah, I have nothing to worry about. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, that's when your liberties are gone forever. And they're never coming back again, by the way. That's a real problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah,
and
I think
a lot of people are thinking that way as you are.
Yeah, well, man, I don't think a lot of people are thinking the way that I think. But what I do believe is that I'm not going to live from a place of fear over anything or anyone. I can't live that way. We're making choices. And Justice Linda, I'm so glad you brought that up, Linda, because there's good out of this. People, we can use it. Law enforcement can use it.
Yes.
But whatever is available for law enforcement is also available for the devil's bunch. It's also available for people to do evil. So as long as it is in the world, you're going to have people to abuse it and misuse it. It's too late to try to take all of our information back from the web. It's out there now. It is too late. How we use that information is another story. I believe that there should be some type of legislation for corporations and entrepreneurs and business people as to how we use that data, which is now being implemented, a law that was created, 2 years ago, the General Data Protection Regulation out of Europe.
All right.
And now it is being reinforced. And so by June, I believe, end of May, it has to be enforced across the board. So you are going to see whether you're signed up to an AWeber account or any of autoresponders, whatever you signed up to before, they are turning around and sending out new emails now, letting you know that they have updated their policy about how they're going to use your information. If you are an entrepreneur or you have a business or a website online and you have people signing up to it now, you must update your sign-in form.
Your rules of engagement.
Rules of engagement, how you're planning to use mm-hmm. that data. Mm-hmm. Your policies, your privacy policies must be updated to reflect that. And if I sign up to your website, Linda, and your autoresponder, you're telling me that you are going to send me a newsletter, that's all I should get from you. I shouldn't get that you're selling perfume on the corner or that you're going to sell me a lollipop. Mm-hmm. It has to be exactly what I signed up for. So there has to be legislation to give us common sense. I think that's what we're facing right now. Common sense. What are you going to do? Respect my privacy, just as you do in your home, respect my privacy online, but yet don't take away my freedom.
Right. Yeah, right? That's
but it's
well
not
said.
Just online either. It's it's if you have a smart TV, that smart TV can pick up information from you as well as you get information from it. And I'm not sure that I agree that TV should be able to pick up your information the way that it does. And I'm not sure that some of these things like Alexa should be mm-hmm. housing the things that you say and so forth. I mean, can there not be a technology that allows you to turn your lights off and on or whatever else Alexa does, but doesn't listen to every other thing that you say and
they do have that. Yes, they do have that, Linda. Again, we are making the choices. You check the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're uninformed. I think it's the problem.
We are uninformed.
The public is uninformed.
We're not reading. We're not reading the policies.
A great way to say it is we are uninformed. I like that because you're so right, Linda. We are uninformed. And people are, and like Dr. Faye says, checking the box. You check the box. Okay, well, you know, again, as I started this conversation, checking the box doesn't mean you want to give away your firstborn or your lack or your privacy or your sensitive communication and information. So the question is that I want everybody to think about today is how do we protect ourselves in this new world order? How are we going to do this by still checking the box? As Dr. Faye says, well, the cat is already out of the hat, Malcolm, so we're not giving it back, thank you very much, because we want our tech. Okay, sure, sure. So now that we know these cats are doing it, how do we protect ourselves? How do we take ourselves out of this equation where we might be highlighted? We might be swooped up in other things. That's part of the problem. And it's like the NSA. The NSA, if you have a conversation with anybody overseas, which I do on a daily basis, you are being swooped up very much. And so then you end up in all these other conversations, and God only knows. And you know what worries me the most, ladies? God forbid they're ever listening back to all the things we're talking about on and off the air. Oh my golly, they'll be over here with the white coats ready to lock me up. We'll be back in just a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
What can we do in this new world order? How do we still check the box, but how do we still get all of these niceties? So that's the big thing, that the elephant in the room that everybody's got to really ask themselves and pay attention. So how many of you out there are using those speakers that you can say to go do this, that, and the other, where they gather all that information? There's been a lot of reports on those speakers that, you know, they're listening to every, because, you know, in order to function, like Linda says, well, how do you got to have something to turn it on or off. Well, you know, the on and off switch is going away. Like when you walked into a room previously, Linda, you had a switch you'd turn the lights on. Now, there's going to be no more switches, and actually in the smart houses they're created, there are no switches. And that's what's, it's all becoming, or you turn them on from the car before you even get to the house, you know?
Right.
I mean, so this is the deal of, like, do either of you, I don't have those speakers. I know we have people all over the platform who have them, who like them, who use them. I know some people that have four or five of them. They have them in every room of the house. And the business and everywhere else for that matter. I don't have one because I just don't have a need, and I'm not of the mindset that I can't figure out what I want to do next without saying, hey, Google, can you get me X, or Siri, can you do Y? You know, I mean, so do Dr. Faye, you or Linda, do either of you have those speakers? Are you using them? Dr. Faye, are you using one of those yet?
No, I do not use that.
So you haven't checked that box yet, huh?
No, I don't find a need for that in my life.
No.
No, I don't. Malcolm, when we make decisions to make to have more conveniences, we're also making a decision to take what comes along with that package. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when Linda mentioned being, we need to be more informed, or we are uninformed.
Right.
We need to self-educate. use Google, help educate yourself, and read those policies. Go to
if you read the policies, you're gonna get sick, and you're not gonna stay on there because Google's the worst one. Google, let's be clear here. Google is the worst one. Dr. Faye, I want to ask you something. What about a 6-foot robot? Would you be interested in that for you? A man,
Absolutely.
6-foot man with a robot. You can tell what to do. Wouldn't that be kind of interesting? No.
That would be kind of interesting, come to think about it. Let me not answer that.
I know it.
Because that would, that may be, but for specific purposes, mowing the lawn, washing the car.
See what she's looking for, Linda?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say cleaning the floor.
You see what you women are? You women are all the same, I'm telling you. You're all the same, what you're looking for from the man.
Take the trash out.
Yeah.
Need some repairs. Other than that, I can't find any.
Oh, that ain't even nice. See what you women are? I knew it. I knew there was a motive here, Linda. Oh, man. That's the thing. It's going to have artificial intelligence. The robots are coming along big time, you know.
My sister has a house that's kind of artificial intelligence kind of house. And I tell you, she has nothing but problems with it.
What do you mean problems with it?
I don't know. Things don't work. I mean, things and there's no workaround. So then you have to call somebody in to fix it, and it's extremely expensive. So I'm not all for that. But, you know, one thing that does really concern me that I read was, like, in our house, we have video surveillance. And I was reading that people are hacking those, and then they're watching you in your house, and then using that information to blackmail you. So, I mean, that's a concern. What concerns me about all of this is, I want to use all the technology, and I want my house to be video surveilled so that I can feel safer. But I don't want a bad guy video surveilling me inside my house. So that's just the kind of the problem with all this is, how do we stop all of that? And I don't know that we can.
Which is another reason why.
Once the cat's out of the bag here.
It's out of the bag. Which is another reason why you can't say what, Dr. Faye, what you were saying earlier, that I didn't do anything wrong, so it doesn't matter. Because that is a very naivety approach to this. I want you to know that. There are a lot of people who think that way. And I know a lot of them out there who say, well, you know, we're not doing anything wrong. And it's the same thing with government privacy. They started talking about, well, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care if the government snoops. Oh, damn well I care, because I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. And that's what you're saying, Linda, basically. It's the same thing you're saying. You don't want them having all that information. You don't trust them.
Yeah, you don't want them to. You don't trust them, but they have your Social Security number.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they have my conversation and the rest of it.
But I don't want to be walking around naked in my house after taking a shower and having somebody watching me.
Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Put it on YouTube.
Yes, I understand that. But the choice is, what's your choice? You have to, what are my
options? Wear clothes when you're walking around. That's your choice.
Well, that's no fun.
Exactly. No fun. That's it.
I know it's a very, it's not a comfortable feeling to feel that, you know, to know that you're being spied on in your own home. And so you have to look at other alternatives. You know, how do I find a resource that has cameras where I can still get the same thing accomplished, but I still feel I'm respected by this company. I'm respected in my space, because home has to be home. You have to feel safe. You have to feel respected there. And so I don't know of any companies where, you know, that are actually spying on me because I have cameras. I don't know of those. But I do know that whether it's the camera, the smartphone, or your GPS, whatever we have is all connected to the same type of technology. And so if one can bring it in, whether it's through the computer, it can also come through our smartphones. Did you know they've now made flip phones, and we thought flip phones were safe, mm-hmm. but now they have flip phones that they have also put the smartphone technology inside. So the little flip phones that my dad has and other people have, they're no longer safe.
Okay.
That you can still do the same things. So anyway,
yeah, they said that flip phone was coming back. I think that's what you're
saying.
Yeah,
and it's made a humongous, great comeback because it's now coming back with smartphone technology. And of course, my dad will keep the same old phone he's always had. But
he's a smart one.
You know, but that's the we're the smart ones to make him keep it. This is the world that we're living in.
We're the dumb ones by buying the smartphones. We're dumb to buy the smart. The smart people don't buy the smart.
Okay.
Well, here's the answer, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to be smart. So what we have to do is take control of it and check to see what each of your devices can do, whether it's a microphone, a camera, whatever device you have, and manage it. So fix it. So put a webcam cover on your laptop. Do in all of the apps, you have the option of switching off certain things like that's location, right, devices and so forth. So do that. I mean, that's the answer, is that we have to manage it. And the problem is that none of us really, we just download an app blindly and play our game or do whatever we're going to do. But we don't look at all those other things, and everything asks you, can we use your location?
Yeah.
And really the answer should be no.
No.
on all of those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, then you don't want to open.
Well, the problem with that is, and I've tried that, Linda, but then you can't use the maps. You can't, it doesn't tell you, it doesn't automate.
That's the problem. I would leave it on for the maps.
Yeah, you have to have location.
Well, you have to turn it on to use that stuff. That's all I'm telling you.
But if you put in, like, what are those little figures that you use on your phone, the little ones that look like you?
Oh, those emoticons there?
Yeah, emoji, yeah. So that app will ask you if it can use your location, and it will ask you if it can use your pictures and your phone book and all those things. And that's, I think, where you should say no.
What if you were having a real emergency, Linda, and you were in a strange city and you needed to have a Starbucks cappuccino and you needed to look? What do you do then?
You can turn the function right back on.
Yeah, turn it on just for that.
So turn it on. And I've done that for the emergency, Faye. I've been in, and I needed to know where the coffee shop was or something else. Yeah, I guess that's what you do, right? So that's one of the ideas. Turn it on and off as you need to, right?
Use your own brain. Do not let a piece of technology become your brain.
All right, so that's rule number one. Turn your devices, the location enabling services on and off, which I kind of do that now, more or less. Although I don't always, but full disclosure, I don't always remember, but I try to turn it off quite a bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you all do that as well?
I leave it on for my maps. You know, I leave that because I use that all the time. But I wouldn't have it on for, say, a different kind of app.
Yeah, but once you turn it on the phone, it's on for everything, Linda.
No, that's not true.
It's
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's individual apps. And if you notice, with Facebook, the first thing they did was turn off the apps. That's the first thing they did. And that will be the last thing that they turn back on, giving permission to the apps, because the apps were the ones controlling people's information, getting data. And when people check that box, they don't realize, if they take a moment and see what they're giving permission to, all of your contacts, your locations, your friends, whatever, you have an option to uncheck some of those boxes as well and strip it down to the minimum. And that is, what am I signing up for this app? Why am I downloading this app? I'm downloading this app because I want to read whatever. Well, just give it permission to do just that and that alone, and uncheck the other boxes.
All right, let's talk about Facebook a moment. You bring up Facebook, Dr. Fay, and Facebook has been under a lot of heat in these previous weeks here. As you know, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, and he has been up in the Capitol, on the Hill there, in congressional hearings. They've been doing a lot of unscrupulous things. Of course, he's been apologizing a lot these days. He was apologizing for the Cambridge Analytica scandal, where they took all the data and used it for nefarious purposes. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. They've done a lot of things over there. One of the other things that, you know, Facebook, it's been noted that if you've got the Facebook app on your phones again, then it's doing a lot of things with you, as well as listening to you. So I know everybody that I know has deleted the Facebook app from the phones, because Zuckerberg and company, they are the original buffoons when it comes to technology. I mean, they are really breaking the mold of you know safeguarding any of this stuff. And they are, you know, they've had a lot of backdoor meetings, and some of those memos have been released. How bad is it over there? It's bad enough that this happened. Just back a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of news on the fact that they were in destroying all of their internal memos. They were literally destroying, which as a public company, you can't do, ladies. But they were literally destroying all of their internal communications because that one memo was leaked, which showed how bad they were when they talked about how they were trying to use psychology to trick people into doing all kinds of things. I mean, these people are related to Satan, I'm telling you. You know, this is Satan here is what this is. I mean, and so now you see that other story I send you both here about Facebook, the face recognition. Do you see this? What do you think about this? The face recognition.
Well, you know what? Yeah, just yesterday, and I don't have Facebook on my phone, but now I'm going to go back and check my phone. And I use Facebook very, very rarely other than for our show. And I got a thing on my phone from Facebook yesterday that I just thought was bizarre. It was kind of unnerving to me. And I'm sure everybody gets it and doesn't think a thing about it. But it said, here's a memory from this year with you and someone, you know, at Estes Park, Colorado. And it shows a picture of me and my daughter. Actually, it was at a bull competition that we were at. And then it had a bunch of pictures. And here's other pictures with that same person. And it had a bunch of other pictures over time with my daughter and I thought, well, that's just freaky. That is not making me feel comfortable. I don't want you butting into my life and doing that for me. I mean, I just felt like, how dare you do that?
Linda, that's an invasion of privacy, 100 million percent, okay? And they're doing that on a daily basis. They're sending these memories and these happy birthday greetings, and you've been here 3 years or 4 years, and here's all your photographs. They're going into your photos. But, you know, Linda, see, this is the problem. Also on this Facebook, by the way, and on Twitter and all of the social media, the private messaging, you know, the direct messaging you have there, ladies, where you can send somebody a private message?
Yes. Right.
They're reading all of those as well. So all that private messaging that you think you're sending to somebody, they're reading all of that. That's all put into their system, and they know what you're talking about. They know, which, like you say, Linda, they go get your photos. They're showing your kids' photos. They show you the photos over the past few years. You don't ask for this stuff. You didn't engage that to say, yeah, send me my memories. Go and look at all my photos and send the photos of my kid, please. You didn't ask for that.
And that's the facial recognition where they only picked out the photos of my daughter and myself. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was really
creepy.
Uncomfortable.
Creepy is what that is. And that's a problem again. But you know, when you check those boxes again, back to the point, Dr. Faye, we were talking about, it says in there, we can do X, Y, and Z. And we don't need to ask your permission to do X, Y, and Z. So when you sign up for these services, you got to remember, they're attorneys. They have roomfuls of attorneys that go through, and they create every hypothetical situation they could possibly think of. And they put all those hypothetical situations which is why those guidelines, in most cases, you have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. And we'll see you on the other side of the pause because I'll still be scrolling. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. But the government is not really the problem, Linda, Dr. Fay. That is really not even going to be the problem, even though a lot of people thought it was. It's all of these tech companies. It's all of these big, big organizations. And you got to remember, these big tech companies, anything you sign up for that is of no cost, that is free, and you think that's a bonanza, like Gmail. You got a Gmail account? Sure. Well, they're monitoring everything you do. They have control of your emails. They know exactly everything that's happening. Same thing with Yahoo and all the rest of the clowns. And, of course, that's all in the guidelines that you signed up when you signed up, that they have all that information. Anything, here's the bottom line denominator. If it's free, you are the product. If it's free, your shopping habits, your spending habits, your family habits, the things you do, places you go, what you like or dislike, who you are, what color hair you have, what's happening in your life, whatever it is, friends, you are the product. And what those companies do, they take all that data, they take all that information, and they sell it to third parties. Now, when they sell that to third parties, they are being paid big money. So big tech likes big money. And that big money is how they make their money. This is how they become the gazillionaires they are. I mean, these are some of the most richest companies. Now, how do you think Google got to be as rich as it did? How did Facebook get to be as rich as it is? Yeah, they don't mind it, but we're the product. So if you're not paying for it, and you checked whatever it is because it was a free service, and you think you made out really well today because you signed up for some new apps and some new things, and it was free. Well, you remember growing up as a kid, ladies, when your parents told you about anything that was free, always came with a cost, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You better believe it, guys.
Even some of the cars that you buy now, when you buy the car, you have to sign away your rights about the information that's collected on where you travel.
Is that right?
So, and then there's people in the travel industry that are buying that information.
See?
So it's mm-hmm. every single thing that we're involved in and every single thing that we do. Everywhere we drive, everywhere we talk, just everything that we do, somebody knows. I mean, that's how Julian Assange got all the information, is by using all these technology hacks to get into other people's things.
And that even gets to be a really even juicier conversation, Linda. You're right to bring that up with Julia Sung and all of that has happened there. And it basically is that, you know, the cyber wars. Somebody mentioned earlier in the show that the cyber wars, that that we're going to have problems in the future with that. And that is the next frontier. All the wars are going to be built. You know, we have this Internet of Things. We have all of the technology, the electrical grids, all of the food industry, all of the water dams and supply of water, and all of the various necessities that we like to have here, yeah? That we wake up in the morning because we feel good to have a shower, yeah? We like to turn the switch on and get the light on, correct, yeah? We like all of those necessities of life, yeah? Sure, we do. All of that is being controlled by the things we're talking about right now. And guess what? Hacking and cyber wars are where this thing is going right now. There are people at this very moment working around the planet to disengage all of these operations. You're going to wake up one day and your electricity is not going to come on. And you're going to wake up another day and you're going to have problems with other necessities, food supply, water supply, things like that. That is the world we're living in. So you see, technology is a trade-off. So all of the cute little smart things and the Internet of Things and all the wonderful little cutesy things we're all doing, people, the trade-off is that the bad cats are going to use this. And we're far behind, by the way. The government is not doing a good job here. They're being very advanced in what they do and how they do it. It's a big topic. It's a big topic. But the cyber wars are one of the biggest problems you're going to have ahead. I know. I study this stuff. I see what's happening. It's the biggest problem I think I'm concerned with. This would be what we're talking about right now. This concerns me the most.
Yeah, it does me too. And you know, the thing that I think about is when China has this rule that Google or Netflix or any of these people that go in there with technology have to show them how their technology works and give them all their secrets in order to sell in that market, their greed is taking over their common sense, because really they're selling us all down the road. They give them all the technology so that they can come back and do exactly what you said down the road if they choose to. So they're not even having to develop these things, because our own companies are financially profiting by selling in China at kind of selling us down the river by giving them the technology. So I do think it's going to be a problem down the road.
All right. Here's what I'd like to do right now. This is on my mind here. I want you both to put your real big thinking caps on here. Let's create a list right now. Let's do it live here with everybody together. And I'm gonna write some of this down so we have it. But let's start with a list of our tips and ideas of how people can stay safe. What, think about it now, a minute here. But the ways we can stay safe in the our new cyber rules, more or less. And I think the first one to add to this list, we already sort of covered, but let me get it down as the first one, and that is that your location services, your enable there, yeah? Let's put that, your location services, be selective, right? Mm-hmm. And turn them on and off, is that right?
That's right.
Be selective, yeah, and turn on, okay. What are some other lessons here, some rules of the road, ladies, that we want to have here? Good.
I would encourage people to go through their smartphones and delete every app and then start over. Clean your phone and start over.
And when you start over, then select smart ways to protect yourself.
Wow, that is good advice. Linda, that's good advice. Mm-hmm. Delete every app you have. I like this, actually. Delete every app you have and start over. Huh?
Yeah.
Clean it's kind it of out. Interesting, Linda. What do you? Linda, that is kind of interesting because what she's saying is it will make you think. And when you take each one, first of all, we don't use a lot of the apps and stuff that are on there, probably, you know. And next of all, you can look at the rules of engagement a little clearer, is what you're saying, Faye?
Yes, absolutely. Know what you're signing up for.
Interesting. I like that one.
And especially if you have children and you're listening to this show, mm-hmm. think about your child's phone, not just your phone, your child's phone with those gazillion games on them.
Right. They're definitely tracking the children. There's been a lot of stories mm-hmm. in the news about that. Even some of the toys that you started to go down that road earlier, Linda, with the Barbie dolls and that sort of thing. But there is a boatload of toys, excuse me, that are out of the market now. And these toys are all connected to the Internet of Things, and they're run by technology. And there are cases where they're tracking the kids. They actually see the kids with cameras and stuff. So it's getting definitely freaky.
Right. There are a few in Australia that got banned because that's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah,
the toys are tracking the kids.
Not good. That should be another rule here is, how do we say with the kids? Your little ones, don't give the kids those electrical, don't give them those, what do you call it? Those toys or?
Toys that connect to the internet, you just have to be aware that they may have the ability to, you know, keep what your children say in some database and what, I don't know all the things that they do, but I do know that they can track what they say because a child will ask, say a doll, it will ask a question to the doll, just like you asked Siri a question.
Exactly.
And the doll will take that information and make it into a text and come back with an answer for you. But whatever that child has asked stays in some database.
Yeah, totally. True.
They can also contact the Consumer Protection Agency if you want to do research on a company or determine if it is a toy your child should buy, because I don't know the list of toys, but if you want to know exactly what that toy will do, you can contact agencies that are third party perhaps that can tell you a little bit more about that toy before you make the purchase. We make too many impromptu purchases mm-hmm. or just because my child wants it, I'm going to get it. Right. So my child will stop bugging me about it. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be parents and say, you know what? I need to do my own homework as a parent to decide if I want you to have this, you to be exposed to something. Mm-hmm. And back to what Linda said earlier, we have to be informed about everything we do. Become decision makers that are using, basing decisions upon our own research and intelligence.
So you say contact the Consumer Protection Agency. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this would be to to kind of verify, right? To verify the
Verify,
safety.
do some investigation, and there are some other agencies out there that are to protect us from predatory sellers, I guess, people who are just out to because of greed, back to another word Linda brought up, back to protect us from this corporate greed that just want to push these things down our throats rather than and we just need to have that information in order before we start spending our money.
Yeah, it's good.
Right.
All right.
And then your passwords. The passwords are a huge
Good.
thing, is to make a really good password. So maybe up to 10 letters and numbers, upper and lower case letters and numbers mixed in, and different characters and so forth, so that it's not easy for somebody to just get into your account.
And
And
change
really,
it often. Change their
every, and
password. Yeah,
change
that's what
it,
I have.
right.
Yeah, change your passwords regularly. That's correct. Yeah, that's important.
And if you have multiple accounts, then they should have different passwords. A lot of people use the same password for everything.
Yeah, make good passwords for sure. They should be, yeah, definitely. And different ones. Yeah, totally agree. Yeah, that's something we don't pay enough attention to for sure. You got to be careful when you repeat those passcodes because once they get one, they could have them all if you're not careful, you know.
Well, and
Malcolm.
another big one is, I mean, I know I just got a notice yesterday in my industry that there's a virus that's attacking promotional product manufacturers or dealers, and not to open this or that. So I mean, really, it is, if you don't know what the attachment is on something, do not open it. You don't know the sender, and then really carefully look at the where it's from, because say that it says it's from Microsoft. If you look really closely, Microsoft might have two T's on it. And those are the tricks that they do that people don't really pay attention to. And they think, oh, okay, this is from Microsoft or from my bank. And they
Right.
open these things, and this allows people into all of your information.
That's
Yeah.
called phishing,
Yeah, phishing.
phishing. Phishing. I want us to bring up another point, and Linda just addressed it. I just hit on it. When you receive junk email, that's a red flag. Don't open any emails from any person that you do not know. Leave it where it is. Block the sender. I always block the sender, block the sender, block the sender. Use that habitually. Do not be so curious that you open that email because you're opening your world up. Junk email belongs just where it's placed, in the junk file. Put it in the trash and leave it there. Be conscious of cold calls on your cell phone. Cell phones are now like home phone numbers because many of us have had them 15, 20 years. My number is old, but it's more a home phone than a cell phone because so many people have access to it. Don't answer those calls. If you don't recognize the number, it's okay for it to go to voicemail because those people got your information because of checking the box. Somebody sold it, because if you didn't give it to them, they got it from someone else.
Yeah,
And
and
that.
we call that data mining. There's a lot of data mining going out there where they're taking the data, they're putting them into things, and they're using them. You're right, Faye. And that's why you get these texts in sometimes. And you know you're not on the list, and you get a text in from somebody, you know? Yeah.
Well, and you can call block just like you used to do on your home phone. I don't have a home phone anymore. I use my cell phone, but you can put call blocking on there, and you can say that you don't want these kind of calls and they shouldn't be coming to you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's something that takes your time and effort to have to do.
Oh, I think we all use the call block pretty efficiently because you can't have those kind of things coming in. The solicitors, things like that, you know? Yeah. They're widespread. This is good. This is very good. These are all good tips and ideas and thoughts.
We talked about Facebook, but when Linda brought up something about them putting together the memories, you notice YouTube does track what you watch. So you go back and you can click on history, and they have a list of every video that you've watched on YouTube. So it's not unique to Facebook, you will see certain trends across all social media. Keep in mind, the very base is web.
Well, yeah, the other thing they're doing with the YouTubes and the rest of them is they're watching everything you watch and listen to. All of that is tracked in their databases. And then what they do, this is where the shadow banning comes from on Twitter and Facebook and Google big time and YouTube, which is Google big time. So in other words, they know if you're liberal or conservative, who you like and you don't like, what your likes and dislikes are. And this is how they start to get their algorithms. They create these very sophisticated algorithms through their artificial intelligence to run all these programs. And then they're able to dial the faucet up and down. And this is one of the biggest news stories of the day, really, that we're being monitored. And we're being monitored as the product of our likes and dislikes to the point that we've totally lost control. And then we're being shadow banned and we're being turned backward. If your views don't match the views of the people who own the organization, which in these big tech companies, they all come mostly from Silicon Valley. And these are all far left leaning organizations. So therefore, you've got a lot of problems with this out there. And this is another big, big story. Linda, you've been tracking that, I'm sure, right? I mean, that's all over the place.
That is, and you know, you just brought something to mind that I wrote about on America Out Loud, is when you have an organization like Facebook taking somebody like Diamond and Silk and selectively not allowing their information to get out.
Right.
I mean, that's scary.
Well, that's shadow banning. That's what shadow banning is.
And I call it wag the dog. I mean,
wag the dog.
They're trying to make people vote and think the way that they want them to think by suppressing information that they don't want out there. And that's just so scary. I mean, that is what Hitler did in Germany.
That's it.
That's what the Nazis did. We cannot go in that direction. They should not be banning those kinds of things. And the fact that they have this much power is really disturbing.
Yeah, no, it's well said. You got to be careful with those. Shadow banning is a big problem. We have a lot of people on our platform, on America Out Loud, who have been targeted from shadow banning. And they're being turned backwards, and the faucets are being turned off because the parent company, the organization, they don't like their views, or they want to ratchet things up or down. But you can see where all this is going, folks. All this is going, really, to hell in a handbag is where it's going. And it's a problem. And we're only at the tipping point of this. This is the tipping point of a new generation. It's a new movement. It's technological warfare is what it is. Thank you again for being here today and being part of this journey. Linda Martinelli, Dr. Faye Wilson. This is Malcolm Out Loud, to be continued, friends.